Good Monday morning, beloved. It is great to be here, especially on this beautiful Monday morning. And God's greatest blessings for each of you this day. Today we are in Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 through 21. And God's saving word for us this week is wisdom. We are to have wisdom. So the religious leaders in this passage question Jesus about the Sabbath, and Jesus challenges their narrow interpretation of Sabbath observance. Jesus heals a man on the Sabbath, and the religious leaders begin to make plans to kill Jesus. This passage concludes with a quote from Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 through 4. So let us begin this morning. Not long afterwards, Jesus was walking through some wheat fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, so they began to pick heads of wheat and eat the grain. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to Jesus, "Look, it's against our law for your disciples to do this on the Sabbath." Jesus answered, "Have you never read what David did that time when he and his men were hungry? He went into the house of God, and he and his men ate the bread offered to God, even though it was against the law for them to eat it. Only the priests were allowed to eat that bread. Or have you not read in the law of Moses that every Sabbath, the priests in the temple actually break the Sabbath law? Yet they are not guilty. I tell you that there is something here greater than the temple. The scripture says, it is kindness that I want, not animal sacrifice. If you really knew what this means, you would not condemn people who are not guilty. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." Jesus left and went to a synagogue, where there was a man who had a paralyzed hand. And some people there wanted to accuse Jesus of doing wrong, so they asked him, "Is it against our law to heal on the Sabbath?" Jesus answered, "What if one of you has a sheep, and it falls into a deep hole on the Sabbath? Will you not take hold of it and lift it out? And a man's being, a human being, is worth much more than a sheep. So then our law does allow us to help someone on the Sabbath." And then he said to the man with the paralyzed hand, "Stretch out your hand." And he stretched it out, and it became well again, just like the other one. Then the Pharisees left and made plans to kill Jesus. When Jesus heard about the plot against him, he went away from that place. A large crowd followed him, and he healed all the sick, and he gave them orders not to tell others about him. He did this so as to make come true what God had said through the prophet Isaiah, "Here is my servant whom I have chosen, the one I love and with whom I am pleased. I will send my spirit upon him, and he will announce my judgment to the nations. He will not argue or shout or make loud speeches in the streets. He will not break off a bent reed, nor put out a flickering lamp. He will persist until he causes justice to triumph. And on him, all peoples will put their hope." So today's key verse is chapter 12, verses 7 and 8, where Jesus said, "The scripture says, it is kindness that I want, not animal sacrifice. If you really knew what this means, you would not condemn people who are not guilty. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." You know, it's interesting that even in the Old Testament, under the Old Testament law, God is not interested in animal sacrifice. He's interested in hearts that who are surrendered to him. Hearts whose desire is to see God lifted up and God's people taken care of. And yet it seems that all of the religious leaders that Jesus met were only interested in applying the laws of the Sabbath so severely that they would rather have people continue in being handicapped rather than receive the healing that comes from God. What wicked, wicked hearts. Let's pray. Dearest Jesus, you are Lord of the Sabbath and God's servant. Teach me to have a humble servant and to be open to your teachings, that I may be a channel for extending God's kingdom. Amen. Well, our Monday morning is come to a conclusion, and join me tomorrow when we will be reading Matthew chapter 12, verses 22 through 37, where the religious leaders continue to challenge Jesus' authority. God bless you, beloved. May God's greatest blessings abide in you and your hearts and your hope. Your hearts just overflow with the hope of God. We'll see you tomorrow.